This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Christmas week here. First full day of winter. We're in it. 22nd of December. Scotty's on. Well, I use the term loosely, on vacation. He leaves, but he's never unplugged or out. So, hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. With Christmas almost here, shipping would be an issue, but the savings go well beyond Christmas. You can always enter the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com and get up to 30% off pretty much across the board, whether you're looking at that new bathrobe they've got. Beautiful new bathrobe. Oh, my gosh. This is nicer than any of the five-star hotels you'd stay in. And, again, promo code Scott on anything mattress topper, the premium MyPillows, the towel sets, the Giza Dream Sheets. Fabulous. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And in the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. So what do we do when Scott goes? Well, we get a capable, well-rounded, well-read human being come in here and drop some common sense, and that is Leon Francis today.
Oh, I was going to say, when he comes in, I'll brush off the seat and let him sit down.
Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. I love being here. I love the listeners, too, and I want to get the listeners' opinion on this next little piece of info we're going to drop on them. You can call in 1-800-228-0550 and leave your opinion. So yesterday, I'm sitting there, I'm listening to the interview between Scott and Senator Hoeven,
mm-hmm.
and a caller calls in and asks a very poignant and pointed question. He basically asks if Hoeven is going to stand up on the 6th and call out voter fraud for what it is, for what we all know it is, you know. And the answer went a little long, but Scott said, you know, we're out of time.
Yeah,
but we'll record it on the other side, you know, and then we'll play it today.
Right at the end of the show. So once we got off, we didn't let him get out of here without answering the question.
You guys wrangled him pretty good. So I want to hear that response, man. I want to hear that.
Went.
And to date, nobody in the Senate saying they are going to object and kick in the process that comes on January 6th. The caller from Park River hoping that would be you. Your answer?
Well, I think what he said is right in terms of the better process is to go through hearings and so forth in the Senate. And I think Kevin talked about that a little bit as well with you today. And so, you know, your caller acknowledged that, and I think that's really the thing that we can do in terms of really trying to understand the electoral system, what happened, and what we need to do. And in terms of the president, you know, I still think that his course of action is through the courts, and that, of course, that's what he's doing. And that's why I mentioned, for example, the filing that they made just recently here in regard to Pennsylvania.
So get the evidence out, get hearings on it, and then the outcome for January 6th will, in your view, be settled. If you can't get a process of, you know, getting the evidence out and having it vetted before January 6th, do you, to his point, see the 6th as the last stand?
Well, I really think if you look at our Constitution and the systems of checks and balances, the president's course of action is through the courts, and he's pursuing that. That, you know, if you want to get an outcome, that's how you do it, is with the action that he's taking through the courts.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the time.
I'm thinking that's a no.
But no, I didn't hear an answer.
Well, it's a typical politician's answer. I'm gonna reserve my ire, and I'm gonna go out to the caller.
You know, what all I basically had to say was, no, I will not vote to approve those electoral votes.
Right.
I will not agree that they are valid. I will not do that.
Do you?
So I didn't hear that anywhere in there.
And I want to be serious for 1 second. Do you believe that there is significant enough voter fraud that has been brought to light?
Asking me?
There you go. Yeah, I am. I'm talking right to you, man.
Unbelievable amount. There's thousands of affidavits.
It blows my mind.
Here's the thing. This is much, much bigger than Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
It is.
This is much bigger than 2020. I've been saying this for a long time prior to this election that the states that are so-called blue states, California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, New York, and all this, the dead people in those states and in those counties have been voting in those counties and cities and states for decades. It was a thing in Los Angeles when I lived there in the mid-late 80s. This big deal was a county, L.A. County thing, and a bunch of dead people voted. They're doing it. So then this gal was on yesterday with Ken Matthews on Rush's show from Oregon saying, we don't know if the results in Oregon or any of these states are valid.
Yeah.
The only ones that are under the scope are the six that Trump's, battling in right now.
I think
the most vulnerable.
Yep.
And Minneapolis, same thing. Don't get me going on Hennepin County and the Twin Cities.
Right.
You cannot tell me that the good people of Minneapolis are voting for less police, more, chaos.
No.
No, they're not.
It's all ballot harvesting. They have mastered this thing, man. They have absolutely mastered this thing.
When you bring in the potential for the Dominion deal.
Yep.
And the numbers that can be manipulated there, it's game over.
Yeah, and not to mention, and I have to also kind of kick a little sand on the Republicans' shoes because.
Oh yeah. Well, in 2020, back to that answer.
Yeah, in 2020, Democrats were out there 300 separate lawsuits they brought in order to water down and take away security. Restrictions like signature matching and things like that to make it easier to pull this off. And what were Republicans doing? What were we doing during all that time? I heard one person talking about it, and it was Mark Levin. Outside of him, you didn't hear not a single person talking about this, and the phone lines look like a Christmas tree right now, man.
Yeah,
we're gonna go out to Jeff and Jamestown. What's on your mind with voter fraud, Jeff?
Jeff?
Hey, Jeff?
Jeff? Jeff in Jamestown.
Going once.
Jeff, you there? Jeff?
Let's go to Chad.
Then. All right. No, got to go. Got to go to Chad. Chad.
Hi there. How you doing? You know, one thing about Hovind, he's a swamp creature. He is with the deep state. You can tell he basically will punt and punt. I wish we could replace it, but what are we going to replace it with? Another thing is that Trump had everybody's back and did everything for him, and it still sticks. It still sticks to this day. That we have nobody because the bottom line is that they wanted Joe Biden in there for one reason, so they could get the free checks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chad, by the way, I'll just point out you do have some blessings and some silver linings in North Dakota because I live in Minnesota with Amy Klobuchar and Dana Smith. So,
yeah. Yeah, and
I
agree.
I'm bad for you, man. I really do.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the sympathy.
And Chad, I agree. We have to hold our representatives' feet to the fire. Everyone points at Washington. But the people in Washington, they come from North Dakota. They come from Minnesota. And if we don't hold their feet to the fire, then
we're done.
We're voting for this.
Yep.
We're allowing this. And I'm going to digress and go out to Jesse in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Jesse?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, buddy, Merry Christmas. Yeah, you too.
Yeah. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I don't believe that Hovind has our best interest in heart. You're either on the line or you're not, and he's not. He's afraid to stand up. He was afraid to even go to Washington. They had to talk him into it. And, of course, found out what kind of an easy job it was. So now all we need, he doesn't understand our Constitution. I don't think Armstrong does either. When this comes on January 6th, when Pence stands up and calls for the vote, We need one, just one congressman and one senator to object in writing. That's it. That's the final straw right there. And if these,
as I understand, hey Jesse, that, Jesse, as I understand, yeah, though, that only applies because that's been going around a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, we had Kramer on, and he said that only applies if there's a tie in the Electoral College, that they can do that and stand up. And then I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what he said.
Well, here's the deal, though, guys. When you've got the complete fraud that we have, that's about as close to a tie as you're going to get. Because nobody, unless those other six states or counties or whatever ones that Zuckerberg helped buy out,
right. Yep.
We're going to end up in that situation. It's going to have to go to Congress. The Supreme Court is a good deal, but I don't think it's going to be answered.
I don't either, Jesse. Thank you for that wisdom and insight.
Brilliant.
We'll be right back, and we'll hash this thing out a little more right on the other side of this break. What's on your mind? That's the question. We'll be right back.
800-228-0550 is the number. 800-228-0550. Make sure to put that in your speed dial.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Merry Christmas from everybody here at What's On Your Mind. Thanks for hanging out today. We're brought to you by our friends at Tioga, the Tioga Chamber of Commerce. Proud residents, proud businesses. Tioga is booming.
Yeah.
Active community. They've got great families. So the Freedom Fest goes on out there. Drone Camp for Kids. They get the Farm Festival. Pumpkin Fest going out. Of course, 2020 was different. They're planning a big comeback on all this stuff in 2021 in Tioga. Great downtown. Main Street, new community center, new library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink, which, being in Tioga, North Dakota, you can go use.
Yeah.
You can participate there. And they've got great yearly household income. More for you at Tioga. Experience a different point of view. Visit TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennin on What's On Your Mind.
What's on your mind? What's on my mind is only six senators did the right thing last night and voted no on this pork-laden bill. And that would be Marsha Blackburn, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, Ron Johnson, and Mike Lee. The only people up there with the giblets to say no, you know? And I'm hoping that Donald Trump hears us when we say, take that $600 and there's a place where the sun don't shine. That's
yeah.
where it needs to go. Roll all of that. We're giving millions of dollars to Pakistan for gender studies.
Wow.
I can study gender right now.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is look at my Levi's. That's it. That's $10,000. Give it to me. Save millions of dollars. But again, I always like to digress and go out to the caller. So, Gene, what's on your mind?
There we go,
Leon.
Gene. Hey, Gene.
Good morning, Leon. This is the Grim Reaper.
Oh,
okay. Let me have it,
yeah.
man.
This about two situations. This deal in the Senate that's coming up. Only six senators on the pork bill, and then the voter fraud thing. Not a one senator yet, right?
Right.
You didn't get the right answer. You didn't get any answer from Hovind. What did he take? 2 minutes? 2.5 minutes of nothingness?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty standard political or politician Washington speak. That's what I got out of that whole thing.
Do you suppose that these guys, do you think it would do any good if we got testosterone injections for them, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what they're missing. They're missing giblet injections. That's what they need. Gene, we need folks like you going to Washington. And I've always said that. We think that these guys with all this money and these hoity-toity degrees are the people that we need representing us. I don't believe that.
Well,
I believe that it is the hard-working, salt of the earth, dirt under your fingernails, callus on your hands, people out here that need to run for these positions, because this is what we get. This is the government that we voted for.
Well, and I think Gene brings up a great point, and it's brilliant. I think you would agree that, okay, you've got many hills to die on in a political career. There's certain things where you got to pick and choose your battles. But is this not the biggest hill ever? To die on, ever.
They tell us that all the time,
ever.
Too. Yeah, pick your battle. Pick
yeah.
your battle.
It's
you know,
the
blah,
time
blah, blah,
for being
blah.
Politicians. Are, oh, it's over.
They stole an election, dude. I mean, they literally.
This is it. They stole the election. This is insurrection. This is treason. This is everything else. This
agree.
This is the end of the line, boys. This is
absolutely
the end of the line.
Agree.
Yep,
thank
that's
you
exactly what I'm saying.
Thanks,
Gene. Thanks,
Gene.
Yeah, appreciate
getting
it.
My blood up. Mark,
if there was ever a hill to die on.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
This is it. And you get past this and you don't die
on
this
where
hill.
Where do we go from here? How do you feel comfortable?
How do you come back?
Casting your vote if this can happen and the people that represent you don't say a word, they don't say anything.
Conor McGregor for governor or for president. How about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Let's do that. Let's do that. Mark out in Park River. What's on your mind, buddy?
Mark, you there?
Going once and out to Grant in Bismarck.
Oh, he might have. Anyway, Mark, you there? One more shot. Nope, no, Mark, that happens. Let's go to Grant Bismarck. Grant, what's on your mind?
I don't think Holden, Kramer, Kelly Armstrong should come back for Christmas until they understand how serious we are out here about the stolen election. This is the Constitution at stake, and if it isn't fixed, like your last caller said, this is it. What are we going to do next?
Yeah. How do you move past this?
You
go.
Can't.
You know, how many voters do you disenfranchise if you ignore this? How many voters go and just get out of the fight? Go away. It's
and,
scary.
And this is a much bigger deal now. I mean, we have the what I call Pravda media and mainstream media in the tank for the Democrats. They're basically the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. They're all saying one thing. You got the Democrat Party that went and basically turned our a judicial system on its ear. Right now, we're sitting here and we're like applauding because Trump put all these judges in and we still get this result. That means our country is done, dude. It is absolutely over. And I'm going to walk that back. It's not over. It's over when good patriots don't stand up. And that's what we need to happen right now. We need people like on the 6th. Trump has called for, you know, patriots to come to Washington.
Here's
I want to know how many people are going to go there.
One thing, and I'd like to, Grant, see if you agree with this, that we want patriots to stand up. We want patriots to stay in the fight. But if I know that the fight's rigged, if I'm the champion and I'm going to get into and I know that the judges and the fight is rigged against me,
right.
Why would I get in and fight this guy? Why am I going to get in there if I know?
Well, Trump doesn't care.
Go ahead, Grant.
Right. I mean, that's just it. Trump doesn't care. He's in there for the fight. He's been our fighter for 5 years, ever since he was trying to get in. And, you know, he wasn't really welcome with the Republican Party. He said, well, I'll make sure my own party. Well, okay, yeah, now you can be part of us.
Right.
He's always been under the gun. So, okay, we have these checks and balances of government. He's going through all the legal processes, and I think at the end, he's the final check of the Constitution to protect it against foreign and domestic. And we have foreign and domestic compromised people in our country right now. They're senators, they're representatives, they're supposedly elected leaders. I mean, prison, throw them, lock them up.
Right.
I mean, if you're treating this act, you don't
this goes to the insurrection.
Have the privilege of leading.
Yep. No, it's, and that I tend to think if the Insurrection Act is a real thing, that's probably the last play he's got because we're clearly infested.
Yeah, we have
clearly
problems.
Have been insurrected.
Oh, God, yes. And when you think of the China influence on us, I mean, my goodness, man.
Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, Grant. 1-800-228-0550. We'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this break.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Countries across the globe shut their borders to Britain on Monday due to fears about a highly infectious new coronavirus strain. Canada has become the latest country to halt flights from the UK following the discovery of the new variant. UK government officials imposed a Tier 4 lockdown in London and southeastern England and tightened restrictions for all of England. Two passengers aboard a Delta flight on Monday forced open the cabin door and exited the plane via an emergency slide at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The passengers, an unidentified man and woman, were on flight 462, which was bound for Atlanta when they exited the plane while it was taxiing. The report did not indicate if the couple were arrested. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on the Big Island erupted Sunday night and shot a steam and ash cloud into the atmosphere that lasted about an hour. It was followed by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake at its epicenter located beneath the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bells will be ringing.
There you go. Merry Christmas from all of us here to What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Since 1908, they've been doing it right. Mechanical, contractor services, plumbing, heating, AC. Not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. And in 91, they became a Link service contractor, which basically what they can do is give you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements of buildings and business owners throughout the region. They currently maintain mechanical heating cooling systems in more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Find out more. Looking forward to serving you for the next 100 years. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons, proud sponsors of the What's On Your Mind program. Scotty's on vacation. Heading out today with the family for a week. He'll be back. Leon Francis is here. Taking your calls at 800-228-0550. I think we've hit a hot topic here, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I love the fire and the passion in North Dakota. I mean, there are very few places where you get that type of passion. I do want to say one thing. When good people stand up, we got to have their back, man. And like my next guest is one of those people, Justin, and I hope I pronounced your last name right, LaRoque. And I'm hoping that's right. Justin LaRoque, is organizing a protest, an ice house fishing protest. So it is uniquely Minnesotan, but he is standing up against what I see is the tin pot tyranny of Tim Walz, out there closing down businesses, all these draconian measures that make absolutely, in my humble opinion, no sense at all. I mean, this is my feeling on it. A business is not going to want to be known as a COVID hotspot. So they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that folks are being safe and distanced and it's clean and all of that, because there is absolutely a value to not being named a COVID hotspot, you know? And they have common sense.
And he also owns the Spud Jr. in East Grand Forks. And, Justin, I've heard nothing but great things about your food, man. I got to get over there when we can.
Oh, appreciate it very much. Thank you.
So, Justin, what prompted you to stand up when there's so many people that are just not? What prompted you to schedule this protest?
Well, there's two businesses within our small community here in the northwest corner of Minnesota that have openly defied the governor's orders, and they reopened within the last, 2.5 weeks now. We lose kind of sense of time every now and then. As soon as that happened, I think every other restaurant bar owner in town, not unlike myself, was fielding numerous questions, calls, texts. Are you going to follow? Are you going to follow? Are you going to do it too? And we just didn't feel like, for us right now, that that it was what we wanted to do. We wanted to sit back and kind of take a wait-and-see approach. Obviously, we knew that there was going to be ramifications that were going to come because of it. So just because of where we were at as a business, you know, we just thought that we would hold off and kind of see how everything played out. But, you know, that's not the case for a lot of other businesses, including the two that did that. They're doing this because they have to, and their backs are against the wall, and it's either fight back and try and reclaim some business or shut their doors. So when they were doing this, I struggled because of the fact that you want to kind of have that unity, especially with your fellow citizens of your own community, just to let them know that you have their back. But uniquely in a situation when you're exactly in the same predicament that they're in, or a similar predicament, you want to have their back. You want to let them know that you support them. So we've supported them both by patronizing their business while they've been open. But every night that I went to bed, I was just thinking, what more can we do? So this is kind of what I came up with.
Some folks out there will say, well, Tim, he signed a bill into law, an aid package, worth like a $240-some-odd million for businesses and that sort of thing. Why is that not enough? I'm playing devil's advocate now.
Absolutely.
Have you signed all this money over to you guys? What are you still complaining about, basically?
Right. And, you know, I see that all the time. I mean, you can't help but kind of just see what people are saying on social media and responses and whatnot. But if you look at the heart of this bill, only $88 million is going directly to the businesses affected. And there's 10,000 food establishments within the state. So just do the quick math on that and see what that would break down to for every single one, about $8,800. So we shut our doors for 2 months for $8,800, and that's supposed to somehow stop a bleeding. But furthermore, if you look at what's in there, it still exempts certain businesses. Now, mine is one of them. We opened the second week of January 2020, and this bill states that you had to have done $10,000 in sales in 2019 to even qualify. So that exempts businesses like ours. Now, the second part of the bill, if you owe any sales tax, which I imagine there's a vast amount of restaurants and bars that probably have some back sales tax in the state, then you do not get that either. So it looks good on paper. It's a good talking point for anybody that wants to support that side of the cause. But when you really go and you look into it, like most pieces of legislation, there's a lot of crap in there. And there's a lot of things that aren't included, which is why we're left in the predicament we're in.
Which just goes to show that, I mean, the state level, national level, the pork is everywhere, you know?
Right. Exactly.
You know, Justin, in your neighborhood, I mean, you're right behind Cabela's. You're right on 3rd and Demers there in East Grand Forks.
Correct.
You've got, I know the Blue Moose is not far from you. I know there's a Sickies there. There's a couple of other restaurants in that area. Have you guys talked about maybe just consolidating and just those in the, you know, 6-8 block radius and EGF there, maybe just saying if we can't get the rest of the state, maybe just the 6 or 8 of us could do it right here? Is there any strength in smaller numbers like that?
You know, that's obviously something that gets talked about a lot. I have had a lot of conversations about that. That is something that I think probably everybody in town would consider at a certain point. But it's determining at what point do you want to do that. And I think the smart thing right now is to sit and watch what's going on with the businesses that already have lawsuits against them, that are already in court right now with the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota, and just take a wait-and-see approach to see how that plays out. Because obviously that's going to set a lot of precedence for what you can expect for certain, whether things are upheld, whether things are overturned, whether things are deemed unconstitutional, whatever it might be. But it's one of those situations where, you know, you try and make the best of what you have right now and try and get creative, and you continue those conversations and say that, okay, at a certain point, we all know that we probably do all have to do this. But, you know, we need to figure out what that point is before we strongly consider it.
So what is the end game? What is the goal for the upcoming protests? What do you want to get out of it?
I want to put something on display that looks like it's straight out of a Coen Brothers movie. Everyone likes to kind of make fun of Minnesota and North Dakota and everything that we have to do up here. There's a lot of places around the country that have no idea that you can even ice fish, and that blows their mind when you tell them about it. But with the lunacy of what's going on and what just got handed down with the second extension of the indoor dining shutdown is, you know, the olive branch that he wanted to extend, Governor Walz, was to allow us to do outdoor dining in the middle of winter in Minnesota. And just that in and of itself is just complete idiocy. And I just said, you know what? If this is what it's going to look like, I mean, this is a farce, realistically. Let's make it a bigger farce. And let's bring attention to our little town of 8,600 people that has two bars openly defying the order, or two restaurants, sorry. One of them is a cafe. And the attorney general is all over both of them. Let's blow this up and make sure that everyone across the country sees exactly how ridiculous this has gotten. And what better way than to have an aerial view of city streets that are covered in ice houses in northern Minnesota, because that's probably what they expect of us anyway. So let's just draw attention to that and let's see how much attention we can get and get the word out there that the things that are being done to small businesses are ridiculous and they're inconsistent. And the relief in quotations that is being passed all across the country, not just in our state, but the federal level. I mean, the stimulus package that just got approved. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous for the amount of harm that has gone on. And for these government officials at every level not to have the mental fortitude to know that they need to take care of the people that they were going to severely impact prior to making the decisions that they made, it's just it's such a level of incompetency that it's hard to fathom.
It's not even hard to fit. You can't fathom it. It's just, yeah. I mean, where do these people come from? And does Tim Walz realize he's the governor of Minnesota?
Right.
You know, it's what?
And think about it, they're hurting their own tax base. But I like what you're doing out there, Justin. A $40 fee, set up an ice house out there, and the proceeds will be split between the Boardwalk Bar and Grill and Joe's Diner. So it's a protest with a very good, strong underlying cause to go to help folks, because they, it's like you said, $88 million amongst all of the establishments in Minnesota. Come on, man. And then they'll give you $600 on top of that.
Right. Yeah. And then furthermore on that bill that was just passed, the rest of the money is going to be split up to the counties. Well, the two largest counties in the state of Minnesota are going to eat up most of it, Ramsey and Hennepin, right in the heart of Minneapolis-St. Paul. And I've talked to state senators, state representatives. The rest of this money that's not immediately going to businesses is going to flow to counties, and it's going to take the counties months to disperse this. Well, how many restaurants and bars out there that are openly defiant because they have to, how many of them do you think have months to wait for peanuts that are coming their way that maybe could pay a bill or two or rent right now if their landlord's not working with them or whatnot? How many of those businesses are going to be around to even receive that money a few months from now? So it's just
most of them.
The way they're doing everything doesn't make any sense.
Almost none of them. Yep.
Right.
Almost none of them. Unbelievable.
Well, Justin, we're going to do whatever we can to support you. I'm going to put it up on my social media pages, and that's Twitter, Parler, Facebook, and tried to pump this event, man. And I'm going to throw in $40 myself, man. I'm going to grab an ice house and sit out there.
Well, I was going to say, as soon as they lift it, you and I got a road trip up. I want to try this Liberty's Lane burger. I love a good Western burger. It looks like that's a killer.
Oh, nice. Nice, yeah.
And I'll have the event page up here soon. It'll have more details. I know people have been calling wondering how they make the donation of the $40 and whatnot. So I need to get all that squared away today, and I'll have that event page on our Facebook page.
More on that right after this break.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetcoServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetcoServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetcoServe USA.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hennon on vacation. Leon Francis sitting in. We're brought to you by our friends at You Marry. In this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education for yourself or someone you love. Complete a bachelor's degree, even a graduate degree, or learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary. I just got a side note. I'm going to go off script here a bit. I have two friends who have kids at U Mary. One just graduated. One is going to be a junior, I think, both in the engineering program out there. They can't say enough about the instruction, the class sizes, the campus, how much the kids love it out there.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got the faith-based part that enters into it, too. And you give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Take the next step. Reach your career goals with a degree from UMary. Classes start in January and February. Call the friendly admission reps at UMary. Get started 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. Find out more online at umary.edu. UMary. It's online.umary.edu.
you know, when you send your kid off to Institute of Higher Education, you never know what you're going to get. It's like
true.
A box of chocolate, you know.
You know what you're getting, you marry, though.
But
I'll tell
you know
right
what
now.
You're getting when you send them to someplace like you marry. You know that they're going to have morals, values, and they're going to have real world knowledge that is easily marketable, and they're going to retain the goodness that you've taken 20 years to build into them. So there you go. I love you, Mary. I was going to go out to a guy that's been holding for like half an hour, but just call back in. And so right now, I'm going to go out to Norm in South Dakota.
Yeah, let's get it. We got a couple guys that have been waiting a while, and then we got to get to John Hinterrocker. Norm's in South Dakota. Norm, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering about the cyber threat. Why aren't Trump and his guys doing something more about that and just sit back and say Russia didn't do it?
That is a very good question. And one of the things I wanted to do, and I may still be able to do it tomorrow, is to talk about the China threat. And they have openly attacked us. Besides this new attack on us, the biggest attack, cyber attack in the history of the internet was by China, and that was earlier this year. Why are we not talking about that?
Well, I think a lot of people are. I don't think anybody buys that it was Russia. China can hack anybody and make it look like anything.
And do you understand how our government is implicated when we have so many people on both sides of the aisles that have ties to China, financial ties to China? Mitch McConnell and his wife, their entire business is subsidized by China. It's a huge thing.
A problem. And then the problem.
It is a huge problem when you see that we've had sitting senators and congressmen, and I'm sorry, I'm going to digress, that have, I'll save that for the other side of the break, probably in the 10 o'clock hour, and I'll get a
Norm,
good rant.
Yeah, Norm, you're right on, man.
Norm, see what you did? You got my blood up. Thanks for calling. We're going to go out to John Hent. I always get
take a breath,
wrong.
Man. Take a breath.
I always get the camera.
Yeah.
President of the Centers of American of the American Experiment, John Hinterrocker. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Good deal. We're going to talk about what's going on over there in Minnesota. This is a Minnesota think tank. So, John, do we have John on?
Yeah, John, welcome back. John, we just talked to Justin LaRoque, who's the owner of the Spud Jr. in East Grand Forks. They've got a protest coming up on January 9th. Are we going to be able to shut down Tim Walz anytime soon?
Well, you know, there's litigation of various kinds going on right now challenging the constitutionality and statutory authorization behind these executive orders he keeps issuing. It's going to be a while, though, before we get results from those various lawsuits. And in the meantime, we're seeing a lot of civil disobedience, in particular by restaurant owners.
When you think about all these restrictions, do you think that they actually have some measurable impact? And when you throw that on a scale, is it worth it?
Well, I know that they don't. There's all kinds of data out there. You know, I've seen dozens of charts for countries, for states, and sometimes even municipalities where they'll chart the number of new COVID cases over months, you know, over time. And then you can draw a line on the chart, shutdown order entered or mask mandate entered. And you study these charts, dozens and dozens of them, and you say, well, where's the impact? Where's the effect? You can't find any. And the upper Midwestern states have all had exactly the same surge in COVID cases this fall, timed essentially the same. And again, this has been charted. This is around on the internet. You can find it where people have figured this out and chart the five upper Midwestern states. And they've all followed the same pattern. And in Minnesota, new cases were already declining when Governor Walz entered his most recent order. And it was the same in the neighboring states, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Iowa, Iowa. They all followed the same pattern. And there's a widely differing range of orders and mandates in effect. In Minnesota, we've got one of the worst, one of the most destructive. In Wisconsin, they've got a much better regime, a much lighter hand. In South Dakota, they don't have a shutdown order or a mask mandate at all. And there's no difference. There's no difference in the trends that we see in these states.
I so agree. Minnesota's think tank, AmericanExperiment.org. You got to check that out. They're doing some wonderful things over there. Thank you, John, for coming on.
John, we'll catch up again, too.
Great to
we'll be right
you.
Back bye-bye. Right after this break.
Here's Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins & Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.